It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This Saturday marks the last commencement ceremony for students at Northland College. The private liberal arts school in Ashland on Lake Superior is set to close at the end of the month.
The college had faced financial troubles for years. The Northland Board of Trustees announced in February that the college would close after 133 years because of rising costs and declining enrollment.
We're taking a look at the school's legacy and the impact of its closure. Barb Lundberg is the interim president of Northland College, and Matthew McKenzie is mayor of Ashland. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for asking.
And Barb, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, great to be here with you today. Thank you for inviting me.
Barb, I'm sorry about the circumstance we're here with. Now, a final commencement address this weekend for Northland College. Can you just talk about the feeling on campus as you enter into, in effect, the last week there?
Well, Rob, I think the feeling is for the students who will be graduating, having this additional year to be able to complete their degrees with the faculty that they've been working with, I think there's some excitement there, but there's also, you know, a lot of feelings of loss, you know, for the faculty and staff who are losing their positions here, the college that they love. And also, so for many of the students who aren't able to graduate and have to find new homes, it's really difficult.
And Matt, you've been in Ashland for quite a while yourself. You're the mayor there. This has been part of the Ashland community Northland has for 130-ish years or so. What does it mean? What are the feelings around town over this loss of this institution?
You know, it's kind of surreal yet at this point. I mean, it's hard to imagine Ashland without Northland College. They've been so intertwined over the years. So it's hard to even almost accept it, that it's going to actually happen. So depending on where you go, you know, Northland is very well represented here. A lot of our citizens have gone to school there, and it's a sad day to see it happen, actually.
Barb, turning to some of the practical side here, you mentioned the students. How are things going as these students who have been in their first 3 years look to complete their education?
Well, Rob, we had to find some other schools that might be willing to take them and help them complete their degrees. So there's about 150 students who aren't graduating that need to find new homes. And fortunately, we had so many institutions step up to try to help these students find a place that might be a good fit for them. We have over 10 what are called teach-out agreements in place and confirmed through our accreditors. And then in addition, we had over 40 colleges and universities show up for a transfer fair with us in early March. And another, I think about 30 institutions came and participated in a virtual fair. And so we've been doing those sorts of things to help the students transition. And of course, they have faculty that they've been working with for these past few years and advisors, everybody trying to help them find a new place. But of course, you know, it's very difficult because many of them came here because they love Northland or have grown to love Northland. And so, you know, it's bittersweet that they'll find a new home, but their degree won't be with us.
Matt, on the economic side of things, this leaves a hole, I imagine, for Ashland and the surrounding community. What do you look at when you look at the economic impact of the loss of Northland?
Yeah, that's a tough one to get our arms around. We're not sure. Obviously, it's going to have an effect on our economy, and for how long, we're not sure. When you take 160, basically, people out of the workforce, and our workforce is not large compared to perhaps some of the places in the southern part of the state. So it's going to be an adjustment period for us, and we're not sure what it's going to all bring. It's obviously going to have effect on our economy, and also our housing situation. There's plenty of students that live off campus that aren't going to be here now, and that's going to be some adjusting.
Barb, again, on the practical side of things, a college is, of course, the people, but it's also land and structures. What is happening with the future of the physical infrastructure of what has been Northland College?
you know, right now our focus these last 3 months, and it's only been 3 months since the announcement of closure, mm-hmm. has really been on the people side of things. So the students, the faculty and staff, you know, the people who are losing their positions. But along the way, we're also working on other things, and that has included getting some of the real estate ready to sell. We have put up some of the ancillary properties, such as the president's house and some vacant lots that we have. There's some other little houses that are contiguous to the campus that will be going up for sale soon. We have some folks living in them, so we're trying not to displace them before that moves forward, and conducting an appraisal of the campus. So there's a lot of pre-work that is happening now. And so we're still in that phase, you know, trying to get our students graduated and transferred. And next week is the last week for a lot of our employees at the college. So that's where the majority of our focus is, but we'll be transitioning, you know, as the summer comes along.
And Matt, on the city side of things, are you partnering with, you know, people leaving Northland College, with community groups, businesses, things like that, to create a vision for a post Northland College future in Ashland?
We, of course, we support Northland College, and we, a year ago we reached out and did a fundraiser too to show support for them. It's tough for us to get involved in some of that process that you're talking about. Our economy is not huge, and you know there's only so many positions to go around, and we're looking for what we can, but it's not an easy thing to do, I guess.
We're talking about the legacy of Northland College, Liberal Arts University, south of Lake Superior. It's set to close at the end of the month. We have Barb Lundberg with us, interim president of Northland College, and Matthew McKenzie, mayor of Ashland. I want to talk about the environmental legacy that Northland College is known for. Barb, what do you worry we lose without Northland College and all the environmental work it's done over the decades?
Oh, you know, the one thing I would say is, first of all, because we've been rooted here for so many years and the environmental focus has been around for over 50 years now, we were leaders in that area. So the one thing that we do have is the legacy of the people who have gone through our programs here, stayed in our area, and also influenced, you know, some of the local and regional nonprofit entities. You know, we have a lot of folks working for Fish and Wildlife, the DNR, tribal natural resources all over. So we have some of that legacy here. And so that really is something that we're proud of and we're happy about. You know, I think the piece, in addition to being an educational institution that offers four-year degrees, our students also were able to participate in a lot of research activities with our faculty, with our Sigurd Olson Environmental Institute, with our Mary Griggs Burke Center for Freshwater Innovation. And so there's been a lot of things that have been offered to our region and our communities from the college and our centers. And so hopefully we will have some nonprofits and people who can carry on that work. And so we are hopeful that that will be the case. We want to see that work continue. I think it's important to our region and something that is highly valued.
And Matt, I understand in another life you were a warden for the DNR. Do you have thoughts on Northland College and the role it's played in environmental research?
Well, I think Northland College has played a role in this. And honestly, our community up here, there's not many people that do not make their living involved with the natural resources. And it's very important for all of us. And the protection of it, Northland has been instrumental in doing studies to document some of the programs that are currently used actually worldwide. So that's going to be a huge loss there, too.
Barb, there was some hope that, or I've heard anyway, that like the Sigurd Olson Environmental Institute, maybe some of the other institutes might spin off into a new incarnation. Do you have any details on that you could share at this point, or is that still up in the air?
Yeah, I think the one thing that people, it's good to understand, is that the centers, whether it's our food center here, our Indigenous Culture Center, the what's called Burke Center, Sigurd Olsen Environmental Institute, are all centers under the college. So they're all part of the unfortunate closing of the college. So really where the hope lies is in external nonprofits, people coming together to carry on that work. And so that is what will be important going forward.
Matt, looking toward the future, having a college, a unique college like Northland, can do a lot to set up the identity of a community. What kind of things are you and the people of Ashland thinking about of you know, what you build your future around, how you sell your community to maybe potential people moving in, to tourists and otherwise? What's your hope for placemaking in Ashland in the future?
You know, I think Ashland's been somewhat progressive all along as far as looking at development and doing it in smart ways. And obviously Northland has been a part of that. And with that, I guess the biggest loss as I see is the young people that it brought to our community and the culture that helps us develop. That we may not have exposure to. So I think one of the things this is going to do is make us sit down and start to figure out a way that we can attract more young people to our area and, you know, to keep that going, to keep us vibrant.
Barb, you are sadly not the only college, private or public, that's shut down in Wisconsin in recent years. Do you have thoughts that you'd want to share with people maybe at a small liberal arts college elsewhere in the state or the country how to handle what is a difficult time for institutions of higher learning?
I think you've hit on a good point there. Northland College is a private nonprofit institution. And so our funding streams, you know, are really more tuition driven and through donations and endowments and so on. Whereas other public institutions, such as our technical colleges in the state and our public universities, have other sources of funding. You know, they may have what the three-legged stool for technical colleges, where you have funding from the state, from local taxpayers, tuition, et cetera, where we don't have that. So, you know, the models are a little bit different. But I do know that funding over the past decades, whether you're a public or private, has decreased at various levels, including with the state. One thing that I think Northland really excelled at and really fit the niche for a lot of people was in the experiential education that we have here. So with so many students, we have right now what's called our May term. We're in the final week of our May term. And in the May term, it's a one-month term of 4 weeks where people take one course, and it may be in ornithology, and they get up really early in the morning before dawn, and they go out for 4 days or 5 days a week and go study birds in the field. Or in the past, people have circumnavigated the lake and done some experiential learning. And if we all think back to our own college education and try to remember the things that we studied, whether it was math or English or psychology or something, the things that you tend to remember are the things that Northland was really great at. Having committed faculty, small classes, interactions with other students from across the United States and elsewhere, but then with the focus on getting involved, you know, and it's so different being at a school like this than some other institutions that I've been at, where you don't see the engagement, and so that is also what Northland has brought to our communities, just like our mayor said, you know, the vibrancy that comes from having all of these mostly younger people from across our nation come and join us and learn from each other and learn from our wonderful faculty and staff. I think that's what's going to be missing here.
I'll leave it there. Barb, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Matt, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for asking.
Barb Lundberg is interim president of Northland College in Ashland. Matthew McKenzie is mayor of Ashland. Northland College holds its final commencement ceremony on Saturday. Are you in a Wisconsin community that has lost a college campus in recent years, whether that's Ashland or another private school around the state or one of UW's two-year campuses? Do you notice its absence? What has that change meant for your community? Share your thoughts. You can email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Again, that's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.